Good to know we'll be back into the 50-somethings for the weekend, but there's still a movement to get out of town into the warm weather this time of year. And the Wall Street Journal yesterday had a piece on Thanksgiving and Christmas airfare turbulence. The average price of tickets sold for Thanksgiving week in the U.S. and also these are for Caribbean flights, is up 9.4% compared with last year. Fares on tickets sold for Christmas week have risen about 7.5% over last year. So you got that, you got a reduced number of flights, you got problems. But we've got answers from Johnny Jett, the proprietor of the Internet's most comprehensive travel site. Where in the world is Johnny today?
Hi, Johnny Jett.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I'm nice and warm here in South Florida. I just spoke at the Cruise Planners Conference.
Oh, well, that's a nice gig. How'd you get that?
You know, I have no idea.
Is the cruise business up again?
Oh, my God. Cruises are amazing in terms of, I mean, river cruising is huge for next year and cruising in general. And that's where the deals are because they have so many new ships coming out. That there's so much inventory that you can find. I'm seeing deals on the internet sometimes for like a 14-day cruise for $549. I'm like, oh my God, it's way cheaper to go on a cruise than it is to stay at home.
You know, that's the same exact line I used on Bob one year. I said it would be cheaper for us to go on this cruise than it would be to stay at home.
It worked.
And it worked.
And did you have fun?
Yeah,
we had a great time. It was really fun. Cruising is so fun because I think that people get the wrong idea about it. Like they think that it's for older people, but it isn't. It's so easy. I mean, you don't have to pack and unpack your stuff.
That's the best part.
Different places, and you're in there. I mean, if you want to go back, then you know you can go back. I mean, I think that they should have some cruises where you spend more than 6 hours, though. At a place like, are there any like
there
that?
There are some. There's actually a lot. And actually, I did a river cruise with Scenic Cruises this summer, and they spent the night in some of the ports, like in the big cities like Vienna. So they would spend 2 days there, two full days, and there are cruise ships that do the same. So you just have to look at all the different itineraries. And the big thing is that you always want to go into the city, a day or two or even a week if you can before you even go on the cruise. That way,
right.
You can see that.
And also, my question, though, is every time I think of a cruise, I think of a large group of people going. I want to, have everybody in the family go or all my friends go because it would just be so fun. What's the minimum of number of people that you need in order to get group rates?
That's a good question, and I think it probably varies from cruise ship. And I honestly do not know, but I'm guessing 10 or 15 people, I would think. But, that is a great place to have a family reunion or a big birthday celebration. I know so many people that do it because you're all together and you don't have to worry about who's going to pay for the meal.
Right.
Right.
Because everything's included except, you just got to stay away from the booze and the gambling and you'll have no problem.
Back to the airfares and this Wall Street Journal piece. One of the executives over at Cheap Air, an online travel agency, was quoted in the article as saying it doesn't really pay to wait any longer than you have to anymore because it's just going to get worse. Do you agree, John?
Yeah, I think the prices are going to go up for the holidays because, the more and more, there's not that many seats already, and the ones that are, every time they sell a seat, they're just going to raise the price because they can. So, and one of my buddies, Rick Saney from Fair Compare, a month ago said airfare is going to go up for Thanksgiving every day by $5. So the more you wait, it's costing you $5. So I would start jumping on them now if you know where you're going to go. I don't know where I'm going for Thanksgiving, so I haven't bought my ticket yet, but there are still some tricks on how to get a cheap Thanksgiving fare.
That's what we want to hear.
What's the trick?
Well, first of all, you're not going to get any deals if you leave Wednesday before and return Sunday and Monday after. That's what everyone wants to do it. So you have to be flexible. So either leave Tuesday before or Monday if you can. It'll even be cheaper. And then return the following, you can return right after Thanksgiving on Thursday or Friday or return the following Tuesday. But you're not going to get the deals when everyone else wants to do it. So don't even bother trying to kill yourself. But if you have to leave, let's say Wednesday and return Sunday, do it early in the morning. Like the first flights out, those should be the cheapest. And plus, those will be the ones that will probably not be delayed if the weather's good.
The only thing I don't like about those early flights is that it ruins 2 days. It ruins the day before, because if you're leaving at 5, you have to get to the airport no later than 4 if you don't have bags, right, and earlier if you do. So you have to go to sleep super early. It just cuts into the day
before. Yeah, but you're less likely to be late, right?
You're less likely to be late, but that's why those fares are usually the cheapest, because no one wants to do them.
Yeah.
So when you do a search, by the way, do not put in what time. Don't say, I want to do it at 11 a.m., you know, something that's convenient. Just make sure it says anytime.
Anytime, yeah.
Good trick.
You know what? You might save a couple $100, and I bet you'd get up for, you know, saving a couple $100 for 4 people.
Thanksgiving week flights from Chicago to Cancun have averaged $247 now, compared with $168 before September 30th last year. So that's almost a 50% increase. Wow.
It is, but it's still not that bad.
Not that bad. Yeah.
How do you know?
I always compare. Imagine if you had to drive there or take a boat.
Right.
I mean, it's $267 sounds pretty damn good to me.
Yeah, it does. How do you know year to year if it's good, or holiday to holiday, shall I say, if it's the right thing to do is to wait until the last minute or to just buy it as early as you can?
You don't know. It's a game. And that's the whole, you know, that's what the airlines do. I mean, even the airlines, I don't think, know. So the trick is to figure out what is a good price and keep looking. And there's different fare alerts where you can sign up, where they'll do the work for you. So let's say Airfare Watchdog has one, Kayak.com has one, Fare Yapta has one, I think Fare Compare has one. Actually, on my website, there's a whole story, and there's links to all this stuff, and you can find it on JohnnyJet.com. But you can just put in what cities you want to go to, the dates, and the price you want to pay, and they'll email you right away, right when it drops, below that price you want to pay. And so then you know you got a good deal. Otherwise, every day I go on my website and I look at the different fares, because I kind of like to do it, you know, manually. Mm-hmm. But I also set fare alerts as well.
Christmas falls midweek this year, so what is that going to do to travel plans and airfares?
You know what? I was just working on my Christmas story. I haven't put it out yet, but there are certain days that are cheaper, and I'm spacing on which exact one, so I'm going to have to come back and talk about this maybe in a week or two.
All right. That sounds good.
There are certain days you can do it, and I think, and I'm not positive, but I think the Friday and Saturday before are their most expensive days, which was surprising. Actually, the Saturday before Christmas, I think, is the most expensive day to fly.
But why is that surprising?
Well, I would think that a lot of people have to work on Monday and Tuesday, but they, you know, I think people are, you know, wising up and taking it off. So it's going to boost the airfares, you know, that Friday and Saturday before.
JohnnyJet.com, that's where you go for all this information. Johnny Jet with us. Hang on. I have a feeling we may get a few questions at 312-981-7200. And I want you to go into your web crystal ball and see if you can find any bargains out of Chicago. And we'll do that when we come back. If you only want to go on one travel site on the internet, we recommend JohnnyJet.com, because they can link you up to just about anything and everything through that one site. It's an aggregate. Is that what they call it, Johnny?
It's like being on 1,000 sites.
Yeah.
Well, on our search engine, it is like that, because you just put in your city pairs and your dates, and it will pop up, you know, 6 different sites. Because there's not one website out there that has the cheapest deals. You have to surf the internet and find the best deals. It takes time. So that's my one. But in this commercial break, I was just looking for some deals for you from Chicago. And actually, I found one. But you have to buy it today and leave tonight or tomorrow. And it's for a weekend. But it's
a good
deal.
I love doing spur-of-the-moment things like that. Where is it to?
So on American Airlines, from Chicago to San Francisco for $200 round trip, including all taxes.
Want to do it, Bob?
Well, let's go. $200 round trip, and you have to buy it, and when do you have to travel?
Tonight.
You have to travel tonight, tomorrow, and return Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. Somebody will take you up on that, I'm sure. Let's see what Frank has got in mind here for Johnny Jet. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Mary and Bob.
Hi.
My son and daughter-in-law are having a baby next June. They're both in the Air Force stationed in England. And my wife and I would like to go visit after the baby's born. How do you go about buying tickets when you don't know when?
That's a good question. That is a good question, and I don't know if I have the answer. I guess you just have to pick a date and either go in early and stay longer or go after the baby's born. And, you know, just – but, man, if you want to be there for the birth, I think you just need to play it safe and buy a ticket a couple weeks early.
What is it? Is it worth it to buy those tickets that say flexible dates?
And those are usually the most expensive. So you're paying full fare. So no, I don't think so. Because then you can probably buy two discounted tickets for the same price as that one full fare ticket. So I'd say no. I just think you have to play it safe and go in early.
Say we want to just go the end of June. Say when's a good time to start looking for tickets for that far out now?
It's always a good time. Actually, there's a new carrier out, Norwegian, which is going to start taking over the world, I think. I don't know if you saw this, but they started announcing these incredible deals from L.A., Fort Lauderdale, and New York to Europe for $200 each way. Cool. And for next summer.
Norwegian,
Norwegian. It was actually to London, Gatwick Airport. And there are some from New York, so it might be cheaper for you to fly to New York and get on that flight.
Yeah.
But these deals were released last week, so they might be gone by now because, I mean, 200 and some change to go each way in the middle of summer is unheard of.
Good tip. Check it out, Frank. Thanks for the call. Let's find out what Kathy's question is for Johnny Jet. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. How are you?
And we're hanging on your every word, Kath.
Hey, after just spending 11 hours driving back from Northwest Minnesota, my son goes to school at the University of Minnesota Crookston. I am trying to figure out where can we fly this kid out of into Chicago for Christmas.
Ooh.
Instead of that 11-hour drive. And I have searched, and I could have flown to Honolulu this week for cheaper than flying to Fargo.
Wow.
Well, one of your things, Johnny, I know you've talked about this, is looking at nearby airports, right?
Alternate airports. You always want to check out alternate airports. And a lot of the sites
now. Which is the bigger airport?
You know, I'm not familiar with that area at all. I'd need 5 minutes to do some research. But, you know, you can go into these different sites like Expedia or Kayak and put in the airport Fargo and then, you know, check mark, you know, 50 miles or more or 100 miles or more, whatever you're willing to drive.
Okay.
And it will show up.
Okay.
It will show the alternate airports. But you know what? There might be a bus because Megabus, I think, operates out of there or at least in that area. Or see if there's a train.
Good luck, Kathy.
Oh, I never even thought about Amtrak. Thank you.
Happy travels. Hi, Dave. What's your question for Johnny Jet?
Hello?
Go ahead with your question, Dave.
Yeah, I'm very about John. I just wanted to say I'm going to Florida in May, and I'm trying to get a cheaper fare. When would I look for that availability? It's going on like Fort Lauderdale or Miami.
You should not have a difficult time getting a cheap ticket from Chicago in May. So I mean, you can start looking now, but usually the airlines don't release sales to 4 to 6 weeks before, because there's no incentive for them. You know, they think they're going to be able to sell all these tickets, so they're, you know, but when 4 to 6 weeks before, they start to panic and they go, oh my God, we have a whole plane empty, so let's put it on sale. So usually, okay, I would start looking now, set those fare alerts like I mentioned before, because if you do see a good deal, jump on it. And I would think a good deal is $99 each way or less, a really good deal. And
yeah.
That's my best advice.
Appreciate the call, Dave. If anybody else has any questions for Johnny Jet or wants some of this information repeated, Johnny, can they get a hold of you online?
Yep. I'm on Twitter at Johnny Jet, and my website's johnnyjet.com, and my email is johnny@johnnyjet.com. And
if all else fails, they can get in touch with us, and we'll plug folks into you.
And I just tweeted that Thanksgiving, my chart on 10 ways how to find cheap Thanksgiving airfares.
All right,
okay,
let's go.
Great.
Marianne's packing for San Francisco already. See if those $200 round trip fares are still available.
Leaving tonight.
That was American, was that?
Yep,
wow. American Airlines.
Go to American's website.
Happy travels, safe travels. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
You too. Take care.